can dig it up.
And we're talking about 11 gold so far.
How about we put that
in
the
pay for that.
Infrastructure paid. Package?
But he's paid to stay home.
Yeah, well.
They kind of are.
And we do it with the Paralympics. So maybe, you just cut those people out. I'm kidding. No, of course you don't. So the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee rewards the athletes. So that's nice to hear that both get the same amount of money, $37,500, $22,500, and $15,000. And it's not taxable. Now, that's refreshing. They don't get screwed by the tax man. Unless they are able to get like $1 million in income because they got so many endorsements, then that stuff gets taxed.
Okay.
Like, some way they're going to get it. But also, we give them health insurance, medical facilities that are like top edge, and then college tuition assistance, which not necessarily do all those other countries give them. So they may give them no support, but they give them that big money at the end.
Talk to...
But we support everybody.
Talk to Simone Biles about the quality of the support.
Well,
you know.
Yeah. I don't know where that is. I mean, maybe she has mental health support, but it still doesn't matter.
It's not the mental health support. It's the doctor that was feeling her up and molesting her.
Jesus.
And she's not the only one.
And all those other gymnasts. So, yeah.
And I don't know if you guys saw, and I know Brett has his finger on the pulse, so he probably did. That Dominique Mociano released her video of when she got injured and had zero choice. Her and Carrie Strug did the same thing.
She's the one.
Carrie Strug, yeah. They're both from the... I know Dominique Mociano was the one in Atlanta.
96.
Yeah.
And is this where they injured themselves, Monica, doing one of these crazy vaults?
And for Carrie Strug specifically, she straight up said that Bella Caroli was like, because she did her first one in her, her ankle, her foot. And she was like, I can't even stand on this. And he goes, we have one more. He didn't say suck it up. He was like, pull it together or something like that. We have one more time, so go. Like, he didn't ask her, are you okay? And this is her body, you know what I mean? And she did it, and everybody, watched it and wow. But, I think that, you can have health insurance all day long. But
in that case, who was right? She won the gold. She crushed
it. It's not worth it, though. And then she had to retire early. She had to retire because her body was jacked.
Oh.
It's not worth it.
All because of that one?
But Bella, maybe Bella knew she had it in her, like she can work past the injury. I don't know. But
she should have the choice is what it boils down to. He shouldn't say to her when she's like, my foot.
Well, she had the choice. She could have told him to go F himself. She could have done that. She was just afraid of him. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't think you fully understand that specific coach. I've read multiple books from multiple gymnasts that had him as a coach, including Dominique Mociano. And
he's been banned, hasn't he? Him and his wife?
No, his wife remained on the choosing of the team committee. I don't know if she still is. I know that.
I thought she was part of it. No,
she.
I mean, remember when that guy went to the Olympics, Bella Caroli? Oh, he was like a god with this gymnastics team and everything. And now we hear decades later, like, what was going on?
We didn't know exactly. He might have gotten results, but at what cost? And that's my point.
Right.
Like, you're right. He did get the goal. She got it and whatever, but at what cost? And not just her physical, not just Carrie Strug's foot and her, her physical injuries, but her mental injuries of having to, mentally get over that and all the pressure of it all. I can't imagine.
Right. And then you got, I was reading an article yesterday and with what Simone Biles was dealing with, like, I think they called it the yips. So, remember when we had that caller yesterday that said her body was going one way, but her eyes were looking another way?
Yeah.
And you can get seriously hurt doing that? There was an article I was reading yesterday from another gymnast, I forget her name, and she was basically saying, you can get killed. When your mind is playing those kind of games and you cannot concentrate on what you're supposed to be doing, and you know it, if you go through with stuff like that, you can snap your neck. Like, you land wrong, you snap your neck, you die. Or your career is over.
Right.
And she recognized it. And, there was some stupid politician called her a national disgrace. He quickly...
Oh, yeah, I saw that headline. I didn't know who he was, though.
He quickly walked that one back.
Yeah. It's like,
and I know there's a lot of people that don't buy it, and they're going to say she couldn't handle the pressure. And to them, I would say, so now she couldn't handle the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other times when she's so phenomenal at what she does and she was crushing it. If anybody deserves the benefit of the doubt, it's that girl.
Mm.
Because she's done it all. She's done it all so well, they named the moves after her.
Yeah.
like,
she is unbelievably mentally and physically tough. That it's honestly, It scares me that she got to that point. I don't want to know what she was going through. If she can handle all the mental and everything with the sexual abuse and the physical, you know, she was at Worlds injured. She was at the qualifying injured and all of that. She can get through that physically and mentally and do all of it for however long her whole life has been leading up to this. And she's still at that time, you know, pulled out. You heard me. It just feels like I'm afraid of what was going in her head. I'm scared for her because they had to have been bad.
Wow.
I don't think there's an athlete that is currently performing at the Olympics that has not performed injured. Not one of them.
Doesn't make it right. Right.
Hold on. Everybody on that basketball team has played injured. Everybody on that volleyball team has played injured. All of them. But this mental thing is a much different sort of injury. And it's an injury that can kill you. If you're a basketball player and you're playing on a bad knee, it'll hurt, but it can't kill you. No, it could end your career. Mm-hmm. You know, it could do that. You make the decision whether you want to play through it. And when those guys are making, you know, $30 million a year, they sometimes
decide they
want to play through it. But when it's your mind and, you know, your body is doing one, your body knows what to do and your mind has a different idea and it controls what your body does, that's when things get dangerous and ugly. Yeah. And that's why I think this girl, you know, I think it took a lot of balls to do what she did. I think a lot of people won't get it and they'll mock her and, you know, she'll turn around and she'll be like, listen, I'm still the greatest that's ever done this.
Yeah, only over time will we see if people will understand this and what situations people will take as legitimate for this type of backing out of competition.
Right. Well, when you have that kind of,
some people aren't going to get the benefit of the doubt that she might get.
I think the problem with, you know, when Naomi Osaka did it and she pulled out of the French Open or whatever it was, A, she's super young.
Yeah.
I know she's great, but she's super young. So, yes, she's proved a lot, but she hasn't proved, like, GOAT status. And she just didn't care. She needed to do what was best for her.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go do it. If you can't handle doing the interviews and you can't handle doing that kind of stuff, well, you're either going to use this platform to make a point or you just ended your career. Right. And as long as you're comfortable with it going either way, then go ahead. Go do it.
Yeah. There's such a different level of... She did it. She didn't want to do the interview. She's like, you know, people don't understand that when you lose a match and then you got to come out right away and speak to reporters, like, it's just about why do you suck? I mean, that's pretty much what people are asking you. And she said, it's like just so like debilitating or whatever word she used, but it's just like, it just crushes you, you know, as a competitor.
Right.
But that's very different and very almost, I think, handleable compared to if you think of Simone Biles as if her mind is off, she throws her body in the air and spins it and flips it in a way that she could seriously injure or kill herself.
Yeah,
like she goes to such an edge, like you were saying. So that's a different reason to mentally, if you're not there, to be like, I can't do this right now because I might seriously hurt myself. Osaka couldn't do it because she might be really bummed or hate going out to see that. Like, that's a different level.
Right. But
see what I'm saying? Not that it's illegitimate. I'm just saying it's different and people might be more accepting of Simone Biles than her excuses.
But I don't know how Naomi Osaka deals with the depression. You know, it could, you know, when people deal with depression and anxiety and stuff like that, I mean, listen, I had plenty of times where I didn't want to leave the house, you know? And if taking that one small thing, which is an interview, out of the equation, while yes, part of the job, but if taking that out of the equation helps her perform at her peak, well then, tennis needs to decide, do you want a player that good not performing because she's not giving you that one little thing that you want?
Mm-hmm.
Are there other ways to get that one little thing you want out of her, but so she can still do what she needs to do to perform at her peak? Like Aaron Rodgers came out yesterday when he showed up to training camp and he basically, you know, gave her kudos. He goes, I spent a lot of the last 6 months dealing with my mental health and dealing with my mental toughness and, you know, and putting myself in positions. He's like, so I could be prepared to do this, this stuff again. He's like, because to be quite honest with you, I didn't know if I had it in me because he wasn't happy and like all this other nonsense. So, you know, it's an easy thing
Every person's different.
It's an easy thing to shrug away if you've never dealt with it or you don't know anybody that's ever dealt with it. It's very easy.
How did all the people before this deal with it, though? I mean, there's been plenty of sports professionals who have dealt with this in the past when it wasn't talked about as much.
Dude.
And did the interviews or did perform and did go out on the stage and did do it. And they got through it.
Because,
so how did they do it? And why were they able to do it?
It's like you said a second ago, everybody's different. And everybody's got a different threshold.
But all those people.
I told you, I think you're going to see.
It was unheard of
to
back out.
I think the athletes that we're seeing now, these younger athletes, I definitely think are softer. You know, they didn't have coaches. I mean, they may not have had coaches that pushed and pushed and pushed. If they said, I can't go today, and the coach, you know, they're just softer and different, and mental health and mental awareness and all that kind of stuff is now just starting to be talked about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, true.
And I think you're going to, I think we're going to see more of it. I don't know if I answered your question, but.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe just because it was expected that you would just push on and you would push through the doubt or the insecurity
then,
or the feeling
and
of dread or whatever it was.
And then what happens to them? You know, do they go on to become addicts and alcoholics? And do they hide that? You know, do they fix those mental issues?
I'm sure there's plenty of examples of that.
They hide them with painkillers and drug addictions and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Novak Djokovic, obviously a great tennis player. He said, this is an interesting quote from yesterday. He said, pressure is a privilege, my friend. He was just asked yesterday about this. He said, without pressure, there's no professional sport. Think about that. Because that's really, when you get to that level, it really is about performing for everybody else, performing against other people who are just top 0.1% in the world at what they do. So it's constant pressure. He says, if you're aiming to be at the top of the game, you better start learning how to deal with pressure and how to cope with those moments on the court, but also off the court. He said, all that buzz and all that noise is the thing that I can't say I don't see it or I don't hear it. Of course, it's there, but I've learned. I've developed the mechanism how to deal with it in such a way that it will not impose destruction to me. It will not wear me down. Like, that's a definite, a veteran who's had experience dealing with this. And maybe that's where Simone Biles will get to, I guess, over time. But he says, I feel I have enough experience to know myself, how to step on the court and play my best tennis. And he says,
was he knocking her?
I don't think so. I mean, you could take that, if you pull that one sentence out of there that says you better learn how to deal with it, like you could make him sound really, but he said a lot before that and after that. And he said, I came out into Rio as a big favorite, winning 4 out of the last 5 Grand Slams, number one in the world. So I know that feeling, because at Rio, he got beat, and he goes, it was a very tough loss for me. He says, but I'm a more experienced player. I know mentally what I need to do and how to work things around on and off the court in order to feel the best that I can that I possibly can feel.
Yeah, but for her, it's not about the playing. The pressure doesn't come from the playing. The pressure comes from having to stand in front of reporters and lights flashing and cameras going off and people screaming and all that.
Well, he said
stuff.
On and off. He said on and off the court, you know.
Right. So her pressure isn't from, like, her issues aren't coming with the pressures from on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Her issues are coming with the pressures from off the court.
Yeah. But he's not wrong that people, I mean, that's exactly, I mean, he's stating kind of the obvious that people have to learn how to deal with the pressure.
Right.
But should all the pressure be taken away? But then I think he's right. You won't have professional sports if there isn't that level and that expectation that you'll, because there's plenty of people who will play.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I don't think you remove the pressure. It's just natural to it being such a big spotlight. You're going to have it, and there's no choice.
Some more quick Olympic news before we get to that guy. This guy got fired. A Greek sports commentator got fired. For a shocking comment he said about a South Korean athlete.
Oh.
He said, so he was doing the table tennis thing, and as I cannot.
But maybe.
No.
Just a little bit. Like, sound it out. Like, syllable by syllable.
Does it end in opolis?
The Greek guy doesn't end in opolis.
Okay.
But.
Why would it?
Because that's a lot of Greek names. Like
some Greek names do.
Like the word metropolis, that comes from Greek.
Right.
The Acropolis, that's Greek. Yeah. So a lot of
George
Greek.
George Papadopoulos.
Greek.
the guy.
No, that's clearly
also
not.
Greek. No, he's Greek. Snuffleupagus is Greek, yes.
Right. He's from Mykonos.
Big Bird is not.
So this guy's name is Demosthenis Carmiris.
Yay.
Demosthenis. I'm throwing it. Carmiris. Anyway. He referenced to a table tennis player named Jung Yung Sik, and he was deemed racist because he said, quote, their eyes are narrow, so I can't understand.
Nope.
They can see the ball moving back and forth.
Nope.
Why?
Okay.
Why? How does he not know?
No. Right. Now, I'm saying in 2021, in 2021, how do you not know? Now, I also don't know what goes on in Greece. But my question is, so they fired him on the spot. He's fired.
What are you doing?
But again, do you fire this guy? Does he have a if he's got a track record of it? 100%.
Maybe he does.
I mean,
if if he doesn't have a track record of it,
but you don't
the guy doesn't even get a chance to apologize for it?
But here's the thing. That's the whole thing, though. If he's representing them, and he thinks he in his head thought it was okay to say that, I don't care what year it is, but specifically in this year, then I don't know what he's going to say. I can't keep him on the payroll not knowing if what he thinks is okay to do, and it's not going to be good or it's going to be worse than
that.
Well,
you can keep him on the payroll and make him go to
second chances.
Yeah, it was that whole...
If he had no right, you know.
It was that Oriental thing. Remember when the sports talk guy from New York, Mike Francesa, said something about, and he called them Oriental people or whatever hell it was.
And he learned.
And all of a sudden he got a lot of kickback, and he goes, hey, listen, I had no idea I was insulting anybody. I apologize. You know, he goes, I don't have a track record of doing anything like this. He goes, I clearly did not know, from when I grew up, that was a word and was used, and it was the Orient and Oriental, and it was fine.
He wasn't using it in a negative way.
And he got the opportunity to apologize for it, and they moved past it, and that was the end of it.
That, to me, is different. That is less offensive. It's still weird. It's still awful to not know that as a grown-ass man, but whatever. But it's still not a good thing. But of the two, I think the first one that you mentioned is just way worse.
Why can't he just be like...
It's kind of dumb, actually. It's just so dumb.
No, it's 100%.
You know? And I think that has to do with it. As an employee, do you want someone that's...
So dumb? That I can buy. If they fired him for being... Because they think he's stupid? Okay.
But that's what I was
kind of saying.
But
if they fired him for a racism thing, and he doesn't have a track record of it, and it's the first time it's ever done, and he can honestly go out there and nobody gets to apologize. That's the part that bothers me.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't, contrary to everybody's belief, I don't want anybody fired normally. If there's another way, and second chances, I'm all about that. But in this specific situation, if he's employed by me and he doesn't have the common sense, the brain, take out the racism of it entirely. He thought that it was okay to make that sentence. He said the words. That's not a smart person, and that's not someone I want who knows what he's going to say or do action-wise or anything. So, no, I think that you're better off finding employment elsewhere. You're just not. And having said the flip side of that, though, JP, you're right about second chances and everything. But are people just supposed to keep everybody that's made a mistake like that, too? I mean, they're allowed to fire who they want to fire.
I'm not saying they're not.
True.
I never said they weren't.
They're making a judgment call of what they feel is best for their company.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I get all of it. I'm just saying I don't like when, and I don't know. This guy is he's announcing table tennis games from Greece. So I have no idea who the hell this guy is, what he stands for.
Is it
just jumped right out. No, there's not even a picture of the guy in here. It just jumped out to me. He's like, okay, one mistake, fired. I don't know if he's got a history. The article doesn't say anything about him having a history of mistakes or a history of issues. They just went and pulled the trigger, which is another thing that tells me cancel culture is worldwide.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
It's not just here, it's worldwide.
It's not just here.
I don't have a problem with eliminating racism worldwide instead of just in America.
Okay,
what if he's not being like out and out racist, like I hate South Koreans or whatever. What does he talk about, South Korean, Chinese? I don't know.
South Korean.
Maybe he was just
loving them all together,
Roger? No, maybe he was being completely ignorant. Just being ignorant of the fact that he can't talk about if someone's eyes are more open than another person's. Like, how does he think take all Greeks. Some Greeks' eyes are wide open, like Marty Feldman, and do they see better than everybody else? And then there's other people who, when they laugh, their eyes might squint together a little bit. Do they see less? No, everybody figures it out, and humans, like, your eyes adjust. Whatever it is, they obviously can see the ball. They're freaking pros in the Olympics.
I feel like at any given moment, if I'm in a room with Gilbert Gottfried, I'm going to see more than Gilbert Gottfried.
Is it wrong to say, Gilbert, how can you see through those eyes? Is that wrong?
No, apparently not. Apparently that's okay.
I think.
But if I say this, apparently you get fired.
Right. Hmm. See, it should be wrong in both cases, shouldn't it?
Well, he has control over his squinting eye. He squints. He's doing that, and that's his shtick. Someone's born a certain way, and they don't have mm-hmm. a choice over it. And right. you're going to say something like that is just, it's ignorant. You're 100% right. It's just
it's dumb because you're watching the people play ping pong at an amazing level. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they can see.